This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Office of Government Ethics lays out how agencies can bypass the president's recent ethics pledge. Three federal employees are punished for violating the Hatch Act. And OPM explains its review process for ensuring there's no political burrowing going on. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Office of Government Ethics has more instructions on how agencies should implement President Biden's new ethics pledge. A recent executive order allowed agencies to waive political appointees from portions of the pledge. OGE says designated agency ethics officials are in charge of approving any waivers to the president's EO. They're also supposed to make those waivers public on an agency's website within 10 days of approval. Agency ethics officials will then share signed waivers with the Office of Government Ethics. Employees at three agencies learn it's no joke if you're caught violating the Hatch Act. More on that from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
Employees at Veterans Affairs, the FAA, and the Agriculture Department have been hit by the Office of Special Counsel for doing partisan political work while on the job. Punishments ranged to 30 days unpaid suspension. A retiree got stuck with a $1,000 fine. One VA employee used his title to endorse a candidate for state office in Hawaii. An FAA employee sought donations to a union's political action committee. At USDA, the employee kept putting political messages on Facebook. I'm Tom Temin.
The Office of Personnel Management is reminding agencies of the role it plays in approving political conversions to career positions. Agencies must submit proposed political conversions for OPM to review. Those reviews happen at any time, but they have special importance in the year leading up to changes in administration. The agency says these reviews are designed to make sure conversions are free from political influence. OPM does not have oversight of political conversions that agencies in the intelligence community want to make, though. The Chief FOIA Officers Council is exploring how emerging tech can help agencies keep up demands for records. Its technology committee has stood up working groups focused on using artificial intelligence to handle records requests, and another group focused on reviewing and redacting video records. The committee also has working groups for perennial challenges like improving search capabilities for FOIA records and handling classified information in FOIA requests. The technology committee has 40 members across 25 agencies. The Veterans Affairs Department has a new strategy for using and protecting veterans' data. VA's strategy includes 9 ethical principles. Acting Health Undersecretary Richard Stone says the principles will guide data interoperability and modernization initiatives and VA's response to COVID-19. VA's Data Ethics Working Group and its National Center for Ethics in Healthcare developed the new standards. They also got input from veterans. The strategy says veterans should have access to their own information and have a say in how data is shared. The Homeland Security Department is sending in reinforcements to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency as their fight against cyber attacks is ramping up. CISA announced Nitin Natarajan has joined as its deputy director, Eric Goldstein as its executive assistant director for cybersecurity, and Dr. David Musington as its executive assistant director for infrastructure security. CISA added these leaders as Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas described how the agency will lead efforts to mitigate cyber risks and expand its investment in the infrastructure and people required to defend against malicious cyber attacks as part of a whole-of-government effort. A longtime Army technology executive is calling it a career. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has details.
Greg Garcia, the Army's deputy chief information officer, is retiring after 38 years in government. Garcia announced in an email to staff that his last day is February 27th. Garcia has been the Army's deputy CIO since October 2018. He began his career as a G5 trainee for the Air Force and has served in an assortment of positions over the last 3 decades, including as the CIO for the Army Corps of Engineers and as the Special Advisor for Cyber Operations for the Air Force A6. Garcia says he plans to continue to work in the federal sector after retirement. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Producing and distributing enough vaccine to reach herd immunity is still a big public health challenge, but when it comes to putting lots of shots in lots of arms all at once, the Navy has the process figured out pretty well. In a mass vaccination drive last week, medical staff aboard the USS Carl Vinson gave 2,900 shots in a single day. The Navy turned the carrier's hangar bay into a temporary vaccination facility. Most of the service members who receive shots are getting ready to deploy overseas. Because of that, they're at the top of DOD's vaccination priority list. Agencies are tweaking their COVID-19 safety plans following new mandates from the Biden administration. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
The Agriculture and Justice Department's Environmental Protection Agency and the Office of Personnel Management are among the agencies that have new plans. They all emphasize most employees should continue to telework. Building occupancy in most cases is limited at 25% capacity. Justice reminded employees that's a floor, not a ceiling, and OPM and USDA say they'll give employees 30 days advance notice before having them return to the office. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The Defense Department launches two new centers of excellence at Tuskegee University and Howard University. At Tuskegee, the DoD Aerospace Education Research and Innovation Center is devoted to expanding the future aerospace workforce, especially in underrepresented populations. Howard will host the Center for Artificial Intelligence and Machine Learning Center, which concentrates on accelerating the development of AI and diversifying the workforce in that field. The Air Force is taking a more futuristic approach in trying to prevent suicides. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni reports.
Last week, airmen strapped on headsets and entered a completely virtual world. In that realm was an emotionally distressed person who responders needed to convince to get help. The Air Force says the virtual reality training makes learning more hands-on and realistic, which will help airmen who actually run into a suicidal person. The training's currently in the pilot stage and is being tested at Travis Air Force Base in California and Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
And the IRS is giving victims of the Texas winter storms additional time to file their tax returns this year. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has the story.
The agency will give Texas residents and other individuals living in FEMA-declared disaster zones until June 15th to file their tax returns. That's just a start for Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee. In a letter to IRS Commissioner Chuck Rettig, they asked the IRS to extend the filing season deadline for all taxpayers, citing challenges caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.